It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, good. It'd be a little better if it didn't look like it did outside this morning, though.
Yeah, it's not real pleasant.
No, it's not so much fun out there this morning. It's more than just something that's interesting to look at, too. It's a little white out there when you take a look outside. And they warned us that we probably would get a little bit of snow, not much, and it would probably be just on the grass because the concrete would be too warm for it. And they said that it probably wouldn't last very long. By the end of today, it'll probably be gone anyway. But that's all fine and dandy for later in the day. That doesn't so much help us with the commute this morning. If you haven't been outside yet this morning, it's going to be a bit of a slippery and crunchy ride to work this morning, or to school, or wherever you might be heading out. It's 26 degrees outside right now, so it's a little cooler than we maybe thought it would be here this morning. So we have indeed seen some of that moisture freeze up on the roadways.
Slop, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't expecting that, but it did that. So it is a little slick out there. In fact, some places it's a lot slick out there. So if you're doing the commute thing this morning, whether it's off to work or off to school, make sure you take it a little bit slow. Leave a little early because it is slippery out there. If you're heading on a downhill portion of a road, heading toward a stop sign or a light, make sure you're prepared for that or you will have one shocking attempt at trying to stop at the last moment. It's just not going to happen real well. It is slippery out there this morning, so please be very careful when you're out doing your thing here today. It's not the nicest of mornings, and we thought we were behind all this, or that this was all behind us, rather. Mm-hmm. Not so much. Not so much. It caught up with us again, so please be careful out there this morning. We've had some folks calling this morning wondering about cancellations or late start type issues and things. Nothing. We have not heard from anyone so far this morning that normally contacts us about those types of issues, and that includes the schools in the area. So get yourself up, get yourself put together, and boy, for your sake, I hope you haven't rotated the heavy coats out of the closet yet.
Yeah. Make sure the winter gear is still on hand.
Yeah, you're going to want long-sleeved stuff probably today. It's a little chilly outside here this morning, and again, that ice and stuff this morning, it's not so much fun. So, one other thing I'd like to mention here, too, before we get started here this morning. Earlier this morning on our funeral announcements, the announcement for Jerry Bice. We mentioned something about that funeral. That funeral is actually next Monday. It's Monday, April 21st. So that funeral date is Monday, April 21st for Jerry Bice. And you can find that information on our website at kjan.com. And, of course, we'll tell you about that each time that we do the obituary announcements here throughout the day and the coming days as well. So, again, that Jerry Bice service is scheduled for a week from today. It's Monday, April 21st. Brett's not in with us here this morning as we get going with our program today, but instead we'd like you to listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, what a wacky weekend it was, too, weather-wise. Isn't that just crazy what we ended up seeing? We had like 80-some-odd degrees over the weekend. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you get some thunderstorms moving in on Saturday nights and some hail and heavy rains at times. And the hail thing was just, well, that's never fun.
No.
We had some places around where they were seeing anywhere from like penny-sized hail. I think I saw up to about quarter-sized hail. There were some reports in some areas that there was a possibility of some ping-pong ball-sized hail Saturday night. Well, ping pong ball sized hail that's not much fun.
No, that's no. Starts to put little dimples in things. We don't like that.
Yeah, big dimples. Yeah, that's not so much fun. That's no good. And then we saw some places too with some pretty high winds and more the lightning and all the associated stuff that came with it. Just it was quite a start to the spring season for us all of a sudden. And then yesterday was just a wash of a day.
Yeah. It was not pleasant at all.
Wasn't that just a waste of a Sunday?
That's bad.
You know, and the darn thing is you heard so many people keep saying that, boy, we really seriously could use some precipitation around here. You know, it'd be nice to kind of get things loosened up a little bit and clean out the streets and get some moisture in the ground and get things ready for the coming season. And then when we finally do get a little bit of rain, it comes down so doggone hard that half of it probably washed right off anyway. But there were some good, some decent rainfall totals around the area. It's just yesterday, just, you know, it just wasn't any fun. I mean, coming into the weekend, like, you know, at our house, we were kind of thinking grilling out on Sunday.
No,
really, no chance of that. You know, you kept looking outside expecting it all to go away.
Mm-hmm.
It just never did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because realistically they were talking yesterday in the forecast, so a lot of what I was seeing was that, you know, probably by 1 o'clock or thereabouts after that it'll start to kind of clean out. And not so much.
Yeah.
It just kind of kept coming down. That wind was
And the wind just kept getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah. And it just, it seemed like, you know, it's just going to be one of those days. And it was. It's just, I said, just kind of a wash of a day. I hope you had plenty of things to keep you busy inside the house. Because outside, not so much. Well, I look outside this morning, and I see that ice on the roads and in the parking lots. Don't forget the parking lots, by the way. It's one thing to get off the street. Be careful of the parking lots. Just when you think you're safe, it's sometimes even slicker there, too. Mm-hmm. But you look out, and you see some of that ice and sloppy stuff out there, and you see that bit of snow out there. You see white covering the landscape again. Probably the last thing you're thinking about is getting out and planting in the garden. But, you know, last week...
Your dates might have been pushed back a little bit further.
You know, the calendar is the calendar. It might tell us certain things, but Mother Nature doesn't always follow the calendar. But the horticulturalists at Iowa State University, Dick Geron and Willie Klein, put together a little note that's near and dear to my heart. It's all about planting rhubarb this time of the year. I'm not so much into planting rhubarb as I am to harvesting and eating rhubarb. But, you know, rhubarb actually is classed as a vegetable, but most folks use it as a fruit because, well, you know, it works best that way. But they give us some recommendations for gardeners who might be planting their first rhubarb patch or those who might be maintaining an established planting that's already out there. And one of the first things you need to look for is a good site. You know, where would it be good to plant some rhubarb plants for this year? Well, they say that rhubarb performs best in well-drained and fertile soils that are high in organic matter. So they suggest that you should work the soil deeply, 12 to 15 inches deep, and then liberally add amounts of organic matter, things like compost or barnyard manure, stuff like that, before planting. And they also say that rhubarb requires full sun, so you don't want to put it under the favorite shade tree out back. The planting site should receive at least 6 hours of direct sun each day. You want to avoid those shady sites near trees and shrubs. So get it out where it can soak up the sun. When's the best time to plant rhubarb? Well, spring is the best time to plant it here in Iowa. They tell us that plants can be purchased at garden centers or from mail-order catalogs, but, you know, digging and dividing large existing plants is another source of plants, and that seems to be a popular way as well if someone you know has a large section in their yard. Those plants growing in pots should be planted at the same depth as they are currently growing in their pots. They say that bare root plants should be planted with the buds 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. You want to dig and divide the large plants in early spring before the growth starts, and as soon as the soil can be worked easily. So you want to dig deeply around the rhubarb clump and lift the entire plant out of the ground. Divide the clump into sections by cutting down through the crown between the buds, and each division should contain at least 2 or 3 buds and a large portion of the root system. You can replant the divisions as soon as possible then as well. And they say that rhubarb plants, when you do plop them in the ground, they should be spaced about 3 feet apart, because they will grow and spread. What about the best rhubarb varieties for home gardens? Well, they say that Canada Red, Crimson Red, McDonald, and Valentine, those are all varieties that have attractive red stalks, and they are usually good choices for gardeners here in Iowa. And the Victoria variety is a reliable green-stalked one as well. So whatever you prefer. And then what about harvesting those newly planted rhubarb plants. Well, after you plant rhubarb, they suggest that it's best to wait 2 growing seasons. Darn it. 2 growing seasons before harvesting any stalks. They say that 2-year establishment period allows the plants some time to become strong and productive. And then after that, the rhubarb can be harvested over a 4-week period in the 3rd year. And then in the 4th and succeeding years, you can harvest those stalks for about 8 to 10 weeks. So it's kind of a limited time. It's kind of like sweet corn.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of have to be patient, and you kind of have to wait. And then when that season rolls around, you better eat lots of it, because it just doesn't last forever. You know, rhubarb's not the easiest thing to find out there. We kind of joke about that all the time, that for those who folks who like rhubarb, it's pretty tough to find it in a lot of stores. It's not something you just go out and find in the vegetable and fruit section in many stores, so you kind of have to rely on other folks if you don't have plants in your yard. So you look for those kinds of things. A lot of farmers' markets, you'll see those things at different times when they're harvestable. So if you want to get started here, pretty soon, after this stuff gets off the ground out there, after we lose all that white, crispy stuff out there, that snow, then you can get started and maybe take a look at taking care of some of those ones that are already out there and divide those up and spread them around a little bit. Make sure there's plenty of rhubarb for everybody.
Yeah, mine was coming up. I'm hoping it's still all right.
Oh, hey, you hope? You have a section in the backyard there, do you?
A little small patch, yeah.
A little small one, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I love rhubarb. A good rhubarb pie or rhubarb crisp. Oh, boy.
That's good stuff.
Well, you know, you put enough cinnamon in anything and it's good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, cinnamon for the sweet, the rhubarb for the tart. Oh, it's a good combination. It's a good combination. Well, so enjoy that and get yourself started here soon so you can enjoy some of those not too far down the road. Want to listen to this again from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
And again, for the most part, it looks like everything is on time, running like it should this morning. However, be careful when you're out driving because it is slick out there with that bit of ice on the roads. It's not just pretty looking out in the yard. I don't think it's all that pretty anymore either. That wore out its welcome a long time ago.
It's over.
So be prepared for that commute this morning. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.